Hey, you're live right here on the Faith Walking Faithful broadcast with yours truly, the King's daughter, Naomi. I tell you what, it's always, always a privilege and an honor to be here with you. We have set this show up today because we are calling the Fort Pierce classes of 1984 to 1994. That's right. That's Westwood, Central, John Carroll, Lincoln Park, Port St. Lucie High School. Hey, if you're out there, call in. The call-in number for you would be 347-989-8119. We have the host of this event that's going to take place here in Orlando, June 6, 2015. We have with us, we have Tony Lee with us and also Waddell Peterson, yes, our host. And I just want Tony and Waddell, how y'all doing?
We're blessed.
That's great. Yeah. Y'all, mic is hot. I want you to, Tony, you can just take your time. Tell the listeners a little bit about what was in your heart. We got about a good 9 minutes on the air. So tell a little bit about what's on your heart, and then we'll let Waddell come in, okay?
Well, it's on my heart. You know, we decided to do this class reunion. Me and Waddell was in with a bunch of guys of class of 89. Wanted to do this reunion, and you know, because we got tired of coming, when we have this class reunion, they either counseling or counseling. So we say, you know what, you know, and also when we do have a counseling reunion, they we're missing some of these people that passed away. So we decided to say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and do it. So we decided, we got together, and we said we're going to do it in Orlando. So that's what we did, and, you know, and that's what we go. That's what we decided to do. So that's why.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean.
That's awesome.
Go ahead. Yeah, Naomi, it's basically like Tony said. It's just that, you know, we're all getting older here and trying to wait for a class reunion, you know, five years from now, 10. And then next thing you know, we don't hook up. So it was like basically saying, you know what, we need to find a way to come together, you know, on a regular basis, opposed to just this every other 5 years or however, you know, long it may be. And then with the light came on when another friend of ours passed away, and Johnny Ned. You know, Lord bless his soul there. And it was just that, you know, I didn't get a chance to see him or talk to him in a long time. He was living down in Fort Lauderdale area. And it was like, you know, too many of us are just passing and not even seeing each other, you know, year to year or keeping in contact. So we say, well, let's do something different. Let's just try to do something where we all can, like, mingle, hang out, get to know each other, and just come together and have fun. Because, quite honestly, in our generation growing up, that's what it was about. Everybody loved one another, and we all was like sisters and brothers, you know. And we just had a good time. And that just not in general with Westwood, but it was with Central, you know, John Carroll, you know, Port St. Lucie when I was getting ready to graduate in 89. They were just coming about, you know, the following couple of years afterwards. So we said, well, opposed to just doing it down in Fort Pierce, where quite honestly it was like, let's do something away from home. Let's do something where everybody can get together. So we can, people from Atlanta, Tennessee, Carolinas, Tampa, wherever you may stay, and we have quite a bit of people who live here in Orlando, let's just do this here. You know, even it gives a chance of people from Fort Pierce to get from down there to come up with family, with friends, and have a good time, even if it may be only for one night. But you can choose to have a good time, you know, for the whole weekend. So that's what it really, you know, the concept was, you know, took place.
So we are family. We're family. And we're showing this is we as unity. We have to, you know, we if every time we turn around, like what else say, we just show love. We're tired of not seeing these brothers and sisters that we ain't seen in a long time. So, you know, we just showing and giving us, you know, asking y'all people for support, help us you know, with this class reunion, and let's do this every year, you know. So.
But the
that's
thing
what
about
I
it,
like
too,
about
Naomi, it. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. The thing about it too is not just one class. You know, we're trying to get the whole city together to come together. You know, it's just that when you do one class, it's like you're saying you're leaving people out. We're not trying to leave anyone out. Basically, I put on, you know, my wife did the flyers for us, and when we did it, we just came up with a random 10-year span, so to speak. But it's basically, if you're 35 or older and you're grown and sexy, come on out and attend this event.
Right. That's awesome. So tell them where the event is going to be at. What time the event is going to start. Let them know you want them to wear the school colors. Let them know all the information you want them to know right now before we run out of time.
Okay. Tony, I'll let you go ahead and talk about the AM.
Okay. At 11, we're going to have it from 11 to 4. 11 a.m. to 4, we're asking everyone to wear their school color, the schools you went to. Wear your school color. Also bring basketball, football, whatever you have. Even horseshoes. We play horseshoes. So come on out there from 11 to 4 and let's enjoy ourselves. You know, want to love one another. You know, let's go ahead on, Wardell.
Yeah, you know, it's not a formal meet and greet, so per se, but that's what we're trying to, you know, treat it like. You know, you come out there and have a picnic, have a good time and mingle with family, you know, and your friends you ain't seen in a long time. But, you know, at the nighttime is we're going to kick it off, you know, about around 8 o'clock at night. It's going to be where, like I was explaining to you earlier, Naomi, where even
yes.
if you paid online, I have your name down on the list of paper just in case, on the spreadsheet, just in case, you know, you have, you know, lost your ticket. And the tickets, like I say, they are $25 for a couple, $15 for singles. And with that included, you get, you know, you get a meal. You know, Tony and his lovely wife being so, you know, kind to, you know, donate their time to food. And we're going to have free drinks as well. Basically a two minimum, you know, free drink there. And we're just going to try to, you know, have a good time all night long with you.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you said we're going to do this once a year.
Well, that's the plan. You know, that is
that
the plan.
Is
you know, you never... That is the plan, and
that
what we're hoping to create, yeah, Naomi, what we're hoping to create here is, even, I know a few close family and friends that are not going to be able to participate and make it to, you know, Saturday night, but once they hear about it, and for those who just said, I'm just not going to come regardless of whatever they have to do or not do, hopefully they hear about it, whether it's word of mouth or by pictures. And people just say, you know what, we had a dang on good time. And it enables them to say, you know what, are they going to do it again next year? And then we hope to do that next year. That's why it's kind of saying the first annual Fort Pierce reunion, you know, because that's what we want to do. We want to create this environment where we're doing this every year, and we don't have to wait every other 5, 10, 15, or even a 20-year period to do this.
That is beautiful. I appreciate you guys and what you're doing because I've been in Seattle, Washington for the last 15 years. I hadn't been able to get to a reunion either. And next thing I know, I've heard they canceled it anyway. So I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Good thing I didn't buy a plane ticket. I would have been pretty upset.
Correct. Even our class of 89.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, our class, I think our class has gotten together a few times, but anyway, what you all are doing, I think, is beautiful. We're going to be wearing our school colors. I was excited when I saw it. I just got here about 3 months ago. I saw it. I'm like, yes, we got to get on the show, let people know about it, because a lot of my classmates didn't know about it, and I start sending the flyers out. So, but I wanted to call and talk with the minds behind it.
Sorry, Neil. I just wanted to say, you know, I really want to clarify on this event that, you know, we're grown, mature men and women, and that's how we want to really look for this night. And we want to represent Fort Pierce well. We want to look apart. You know, that's why on the flyer it said grown and sexy. So hope everybody, right. You know, you ain't got to come in with a two-piece suit on or three-piece or anything like that. But, you know, come in other than, you know, some jeans and a T-shirt and the ladies, you know, showing a little something extra. You know, we just wanted to come in where you're going to somewhat of a nice occasion saying, you know what, hey, how you doing, you know, this is what I'm doing now, and we want to look apart, you know, to do that.
Right. Well, leave your phone numbers where they can get in touch with you because we're down to the seconds now.
Okay. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, my phone number is 321-202-9172. 321-202-9172.
And that's Tony Lee.
You can call me anytime.
And you can reach Wardell Peterson at 407-486-1522.
Right,
and Naomi, we really appreciate you doing this for us. We really do.
Oh, no problem, man. I tell you, it's my honor to do this. And this will be archived. They can go back and listen to it. So you can tell, you know, basically it'll be circulating on social media. And we'll have to do this again.
Okay, I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you, Naomi. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and make sure you point yourself out to me, you know, when it comes to Saturday night, because I want to meet you.
Okay, will do.
All right, Naomi, thank you.
I'll call y'all back. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.